This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
It is AI versus Austin. And this week, we are pitting me up against the computer to see who can come up with the better movie. That's right. It is Oscar weekend.
Yes, it is.
So, guys, I have got a couple of plots. I'm going to read one, and then I will read the other. And you just have to tell me which movie you would like. And then at the end, I'll reveal which one was AI and which one was Austin.
Right, because a lot of times it's AI that wins.
Okay, you don't need to compare and contrast records, okay?
Sorry, I'm kidding.
All
okay,
right.
Go.
I made each movie a different genre that doesn't normally get recognized at the Oscars, okay? So this first one is an action adventure film.
Okay.
When Chicago's top-rated morning show, hosted by Melissa, the seasoned pro with a heart of gold, Austin, the lovable wild card with a knack for chaos,
not true,
and producer Kyle, the tech-savvy underdog, accidentally broadcasts coded government secrets in a cheesy traffic jingle. They become the city's most unlikely targets. On the run from rogue agents and viral conspiracy theorists, the trio must use their radio skills, Chicago street smarts, and Kyle's inexplicable knowledge of 90s movie trivia.
Yeah, I know it.
To crack the code and expose the truth, all before the morning show ends at 10 a.m. It's Airwaves meets Air Force One, with more coffee, fewer rules, and way too many hot dog references. They're live. They're on air, and they have absolutely no idea what they're doing. Coming this summer, it's Morning Mayhem.
Ooh.
Morning Mayhem.
I like that.
Okay.
I don't love the title of Morning Mayhem, but I really like that Kyle character. I think he has there's something about him.
Oh.
Not a big fan of the Austin character, but that's just me.
Okay, what's the other one?
Okay, so this next movie is another movie that does not get recognized much at the Oscars. It's a Marvel film.
Ooh.
All right, a superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
When a freak lightning storm strikes the WUSN radio tower during Melissa and Austin with Kyle, the trio unknowingly absorbs mysterious cosmic frequencies hidden within Chicago's airwaves. Melissa gains the power to control electronic signals, able to hijack any device with just her voice.
Ooh.
Austin develops the ability to generate sonic blasts, turning his quick wit, sarcastic one-liners, and dad jokes into literal weapons.
Ooh.
And Kyle? Well, Kyle can talk to dogs. As the city's technology begins to malfunction, they discover the storm was no accident. It was the first wave of an invasion by the broadcast, an interdimensional AI race bent on turning the world into one giant signal tower. With the fate of Chicago on the line, the trio must embrace their newfound powers, outsmart the invaders, and deliver the greatest show in their lives. Starring Jennifer Love Hewitt as Melissa McGurn.
Oh, cool.
Fred Savage as Austin Huff.
Got him.
Seth Green as Kyle Milnemo. And Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury.
Classic.
They were just here for the ratings. Now, they're saving the world. Coming this summer, it's Marvel's Morning of Heroes.
Oh, man.
Can I just say, I love Marvel. Don't get me wrong.
What?
I'm a little over Marvel films. That first one kind of sounds like Fugitive.
Really? All right. Oh, no.
So which movie would you guys rather see?
Oh, man.
I want to see the first one, Morning Mayhem. Melissa?
I'll just go with Kyle.
That one was AI. You guys!
Oh, no! I was going to go with the other one.
I thought I guessed the superhero movie very well.
It was pretty okay.
Would either of them win an Oscar?
Morning Mayhem has a real shot.
Dang it!
I'm going to ask a question. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
All right.
Let's play Someone's Gotta Go. Of course, this game is powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Zzz. That was a good zzz to end the week, right?
Yeah, that was great.
Let's bring on our dear friend Will and Gary, but not before I remind you to get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995. Will, how are you this morning?
All right, how you guys doing?
Good.
So good.
Thank
Happy
you.
Friday.
Yeah, and thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. I listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, Will.
Thank you.
I knew I loved Will.
I know. He's me too. You are the best.
Well, we're going to figure out a lot about Will right now because we're starting the game with a 219 text. Will, one's got to go. French fries or tater tots?
Ooh.
Don't mean to divide you this early, but we got to ask.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Yeah.
Probably go French fries, got to go.
Oh, why is that?
Man, I love me a good old tater tot casserole.
Ooh. Good call.
Will.
There's not a French fry casserole.
Okay. I've never had a tater tot casserole.
Yeah.
Now I want one.
You know what? Good answer, Will. Look, French fries, they come in many shapes and forms. It's hit or miss whether or not the French fries are the kind you like or not. It's from the steak fries, waffle fries, all of those different types. Tater tots are always the same. They're consistent. However, I'm still saying tater tots got to go. I'll roll the dice with some French fries. I love French fries.
Nope.
I love French fries.
I don't want to throw you under the bus, Mel, but I'm laughing really hard because she just wrote on a piece of paper, tater tot casserole.
I'm not.
So, Will, if you want to know what she's up to later, she's looking up a recipe.
We know what Mel's making for Porter this weekend.
All right, next one.
Tonight.
That's hilarious.
From a 615 texter, one's got to go. A leaky roof during a thunderstorm or a broken furnace in the middle of a polar vortex. Which one's got to go, Will?
I'd say the furnace has got to go.
Okay, why is that?
Well, you could always put a bucket or something to catch the water until the rain stops.
Good one. Melissa?
Well, this one's hard. I kind of agree. The water thing is just easy. It stops. Throw out the water. Boom. You're done. You don't have to worry about anything else.
Okay.
It's temporary.
I've had some water damage in my home. I don't want that again. Get the leaky roof out of here. I'll get some blankets. I'll bundle up.
It dries out.
Yeah, I just don't want to have to deal with that.
It dries.
No.
All right. Will, just for you today, I'm going to give you a tough question. And I will say this is going to depend on who has a better day today. One's got to go, Melissa or Austin.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Ask this question all the time.
I know.
But I don't make the rules here, Will. I just got to ask him.
No, but Will is my guy. Have I mentioned that lately?
Did I tell you I'm doing his tater tot casserole?
No, Will's the legit.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say Austin's got to go.
All right.
Will!
Tater tot casserole!
What happened to Bronco?
I love the whole buildup to that. You sucked up more than you ever have for that question.
I love Will!
And Will right away was like, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm out.
Oh my gosh. Well, I guess I get to leave early on a Friday, though. See you guys.
No, that's not how it works!
It's a big year for high school reunions, Melissa.
Is it?
Yeah, I've got my 20-year reunion, and apparently so did Brian, who is calling us from Arlington Heights. Brian had a little something go down at his 20-year reunion. Brian, what's going on, man?
Went to my 20-year reunion, and my high school sweetheart was there.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know she was going to be there, and you know, we had broken up in high school. She had cheated on me.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
So was this your first time seeing her since high school?
I definitely haven't seen her since we graduated.
Okay.
And to be honest, I mean, she was flirting with me, and we did catch up, and there was chemistry there, and I'm just having mixed emotions, you know, like, is this something I pursue, or do I just, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater?
Oh, man. And you guys are both single right now, right?
Yeah, she's been divorced for a couple years, I guess. Didn't get into why, you know, but there was definitely chemistry there. But I just, is it worth a repeat?
Mel, I think you know my answer to this whole thing.
I don't. What is it?
Just go for it, dude.
Oh,
you know,
come
just
on.
Try it.
Thought...
You know, like, why not? I'm a hopeless romantic. You never know till you know. And that high school was a long time ago. Normally, yes, I would say once a cheater, always a cheater. But when you're a teenager, I do feel like the brain is not fully developed. I am a completely different human being than I was in high school. So go for it. That's what I say. I don't know about you, Mel.
Maybe not be quite as excited, I guess, about you going for it. You're young, you change, but there's always still that core piece of you, of who you are.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just feel like that's such a long time ago, and you could try and get things going again, but on a very, very slow and hesitant basis, you know, and see if you can pick up context clues. Find out why she got divorced. You know, did she break up with her last husband because of cheating, or was that any part of it? Was it even her fault? You know, and I think if you go in that way, then it's like, okay, you're not committed to anything right away. You just go in it very slow and see where the wind takes you.
Gosh, that makes me nervous, but...
What do you think?
I just think that...
Are you any different than you were at 19?
I mean, I am, but there's very much parts of me that are still very much the same. I've matured.
Have you, though?
Well, maybe not. I don't know.
Brian, I think, look, I say go for it, but go for it very slowly.
All right.
Okay. Let us know.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see if that one works out.
I will check back in.
Yeah. All Brian, right. No, thank you for reaching out to us for Dear Melissa and Austin. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
And if you have any questions or need any advice, please feel free to email me, Melissa at us99.com or Austin at us99.com.
Tommy in Chicago.
We're hosting the Should Be Oscars. What's your favorite movie?
Moneyball.
Ooh.
Moneyball.
Good choice. I love that. That was a Best Picture nominee, Moneyball,
back
in the day.
Good memory on that.
That's a great movie. What's your favorite thing about that movie?
Probably just the story of the Athletics. I'm a huge baseball fan. You know, hopefully things will turn around for our White Sox, but...
I love it. Yeah, look, if anyone could use a little Moneyball, it's the Sox for sure, but okay.
Okay, ready?
All right, Tommy, we are going to award a Moneyball with our should-be Oscars. Melissa?
Yeah, here we go.
Would you like to present?
Absolutely. The Oscar for Best Brad Pitt Movie, with him not taking his shirt off, goes to Moneyball.
Hey!
Woo-hoo!
Wow. Ooh. There you go, Tommy. Hey, you know what? It didn't win Best Picture, but it did win our should-be Oscar.
Absolutely. Needed a guy to take his shirt off.
Tommy, congratulations, and thank you so much for attending our should-be Oscars.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Kevin and McHenry.
What's your pick for favorite movie?
Well, for me, my favorite movie is Boondock Saints. That's been my favorite
okay.
Forever.
Oh, cool.
Okay, Willem Dafoe's in that, right?
Yes, one of my favorite characters.
And the guy from Walking Dead.
Norman Reedus.
Yes, okay.
I'm a bit of a fan.
Yeah,
look, I love it. Hey. I love it. And that's why we're glad that you showed up here for our Should Be Oscars, because even though Boondock Saints, I'm pretty sure, did not win any Oscars, we're going to award it one here today.
Yeah, it's going to win one now.
So, Melissa, if you don't mind, I'll present this one.
Do it.
And the Oscar for Best Use of a Pool Cue in a Scene That Definitely Did Not Need a Pool Cue goes to Boondock Saints. There you go.
I've been waiting 26 years for this.
26 years. Look, better late than never, right? That's what we do here at the Should Be Oscars. Kevin, thank you so much for calling and sharing your favorite movie with us. Hey, celebrate tonight by watching Boondock Saints, okay?
I think I will.
Terry and Shorewood.
What's your favorite movie?
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that
You know,
movie.
A famous Oscar snub.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
I know.
That was a tough year to be nominated for Best Picture because there was like four or five different movies that could have won, but that's why we have the Should Be Oscars. So, Terry, we're going to give it a Should Be Oscar. You ready?
Yes.
And the Oscar for Best Use of a Poopy Sewer goes to The Shawshank Redemption. Hey!
Yes.
Come
right.
on. There you go. Now you can't, say that Shawshank hasn't won any Oscars.
And do you agree on it winning this Oscar?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I mean, what other movie could compete, honestly?
Zero.
Right. Well, Terry, listen, thank you so much for calling, and congratulations on your favorite movie winning a should-be Oscar.
All right, guys. You guys have a great day and a great weekend.
Thanks,
you
too. Terry. You too.
Kyle and Joliet.
What's your favorite movie?
All right, I give you guys two hints. My two favorites, The Princess Bride.
Okay,
And the other one is The Goonies.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Melissa, why don't you go ahead and present for The Princess Bride? This is the Oscar that The Princess Bride should have won.
The Oscar for Best Performance by a Giant in a Role That Requires Exactly One Rhyme goes to Princess Bride.
There you go.
It should have won that, honestly. And you know what, Kyle? Since you're so great, we'll give you your second favorite movie, an Oscar. And the Oscar for the best inspirational speech delivered with a mouthful of Baby Ruth goes to Goonies. I love it. Well done. Hey, Kyle, you know what? Congratulations on your two favorite movies winning should-be Oscars.
Thank you very much. Hey, you guys have a great day.
Melissa, a few years ago, I was a seat filler at the Oscars. Mm-hmm. Now I want to try and work to be a seat filler at the should-be Oscars.
Yeah, I know. I think I might like the should-be Oscars more than I like the actual Oscars.
They're way more prestigious. And more inclusive to all movies.
Of course.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This Sunday night presents the Academy Awards. Guys, I think I've stated once before this morning that I am jacked for these. Like, I love the Oscars. It's my favorite night because it's, I just
people
love
movies.
People
either love it or don't care.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
One of those people that love it.
I'm one of the people that love it because I love movies so much.
Well, Melissa's the movie buff. Okay. We learned that yesterday.
Thank you, Kyle.
But yeah, I know you like films.
Okay. That game was rigged, but that's neither here nor there.
That's only you saying that?
Every year, I try and watch every Best Picture winner, so I have an idea of, like, you know, what's nominated and not. However, this year, maybe it's two kids or what, I was unable to watch only one of them. I only got around to one out of the 10 nominees.
Okay.
Which one?
That you have to find out. Guys, it has been a minute since we have done a movie review in reverse.
Oh, this is good timing.
So what do you say I give a review of the one movie I watched, and you guys just have to guess what it is through my movie review in a reverse?
Oh, ooh, that could be tough.
It's going to be tough, but I think I know some keywords that I'll be listening for.
Okay.
All right.
I'll put 30 seconds on the clock, and I'm going to get as much of this out as I can. And at the end, you guys just have to tell me what movie you think I watched. Are you ready?
Yeah, ready.
Ready.
Here we go. Watched I that year this movie only the was it because mainly over me won
things.
That performance. Chamolet Timothy B to have might it substance the in work more demi forget can who
and we, I'm not even
listening Perez Amelia two part Dune like performances incredible of full year
so
in wicked as much as maybe rewatchability of door the on knocking. You have Will one.
Okay, so you you didn't pick just one. You picked multiple.
No, I only watched one movie this year.
I know what it is. I think he just tried to throw us off the scent by mentioning other movies.
Oh, that totally threw me off because I stopped listening. I was
I stopped listening the second I heard a certain actor's name by the name of Timothy Chalamet.
Who is in two of the Best Picture nominees.
Right, but he also said Demi Moore.
I know. I think I'm going to, my guess, I'm going to go with a, is it a complete unknown?
A complete unknown, Mel. What's your guess?
I'll guess a different one. The Substance.
The Substance. Melissa? You're unfortunately wrong. Kyle?
Yes?
There were two Timothy Chalamet movies nominated this year.
Yep.
Better odds, that's for sure.
But you picked the right one.
Yay!
It was a complete unknown. The only one I got around to watching. It was good.
Oh, really? Was it good?
I love good Timothy was Chalamet. It.
Good was it.
Melissa?
Yes, Austin.
We have a Las Vegas streak to uphold. And by that, I mean we've got to get to some great news.
It is time for The Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me and feel great. Visit feelgreatillinois.com. And it's a great day to be alive. I know
the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. Kim in South Elgin, the South E-Dub.
What's your great news?
I'm going to Vegas in July.
Come on!
Oh my
Let's
gosh.
Go.
We are literally funding Vegas,
Melissa,
right now.
This streak is one of the greatest streaks in sports, and it's not even in sports.
And why are you going to Vegas?
I'm going to see Backstreet Boys.
Where are they performing?
I'm not sure, but my friend got tickets, and so I'm going with her.
So are you going with everybody?
You're supposed to say, yeah.
Are you going to rock your body?
Yeah.
There you go. I hope you have a great time. This is amazing.
Thank you. You're
going to do a little gambling while you're there? Or is this like all for shows?
I don't know yet. We'll see when we get there.
Best odds are at the crap table.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's what you want to go to. Brush up on your craps.
Yep.
Kim, before you go, I just have a couple of questions for you. Am I original?
Yeah.
Am I the only one?
Yeah.
Am I sexual?
Oh my gosh.
What?
Oh wow.
That's part of the song. I didn't write it.
Well, is he, Kim?
I didn't write the questions.
Yeah.
Kim, you sound like my wife.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. TMI.
Kim, listen, have so much fun in Vegas. Thank you for keeping the streak alive. We appreciate it. And make sure you call us before and after you leave for this trip, okay?
Oh, we will.
Have a great time, Kim.
Thank you.
Look, I didn't write the lyrics, Mel.
I know, but you're asking the uncomfortable questions.
No, the Backstreet Boys are. So blame AJ and the other ones.
Yeah, the other ones. Yeah.
Give us a call to keep this streak alive. Since it is a Friday, Melissa, we're keeping the Great at 8 alive for one more segment, right?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
That is great.
So give us a call, 312-946-4995 if you've got great news, but especially if you've got great Vegas news. If we get another Vegas call right here, it means the Vegas streak will have gone on for three straight weeks. Mel, what do you say we get to it?
Let's get to more Great at 8. It's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's
still shining when I close my eyes. Jenny in Yorkville.
What's your great news?
So my great news is I know that you guys are on the Vegas streak right now. Oh. I did call in a couple weeks ago and we went to Blake Shelton and then we're going back in May to see Kenny Chesney.
Come on, what? Jenny! Yes.
But the good news is that even though I'm not going back right now, last night at Low Cash, I did FaceTime my sister the whole entire time, who does live in Vegas.
Oh my gosh!
What? Came to the show.
That is like three Vegases in one.
Yes, the whole night. Yep.
Oh my.
So we do this thing where we go to concerts, we FaceTime each other because we live so far away. So she was with us at Low Cash last night.
Oh, that's awesome.
So sweet. That's really cute. Is that like hard to hold the camera up for like two straight hours?
Yeah,
I probably give her a little motion sickness.
I bet.
Yeah, right,
you
right,
do.
Right.
Especially last night. What a great show. It was a blast.
Thank you for coming last night. We appreciate it. Those low dose shows are so much fun, and we try our best to get really great acts to you to go for not a lot of money at all. And Low Cash definitely knocked our socks off last night.
Oh, they killed it. And for $15, there's way you could beat that. So,
I know.
Yeah. So, such a blast. It was awesome seeing you guys again. I met you guys at Nate Smith. It was awesome seeing you again last night, seeing everybody on stage. We had a great time. And
aww.
Then I got to enjoy it with my sister in Vegas. So,
that
there's
so
my
cute.
Vegas story.
I love it.
So cute. You got multiple Vegas things going on.
Is that why you go back and forth from Vegas so many times? Because your sister lives out there? You got a place to stay?
Yeah. I mean, ideally, I wouldn't probably go if it wasn't for her.
Yeah.
A huge Vegas fan, but yeah, that's the main reason why we go. And then obviously, I mean, the entertainment, you can't beat it.
All the residencies.
Before you go to Kenny in May, make sure you give us a call, because I'm sure the Vegas streak will still be going on by that point.
Absolutely. And I'll have to call back too, because last time Alyssa asked if we went to Thunder Down Under. So
yeah.
Now I have to go.
Uh-oh.
Just so I can send her an update on
you
it.
You better.
I swear.
I've been getting a few of people saying, yeah, we went. I'm all
gosh.
Right, girls.
Oh my gosh. Do not be peer pressured by her, Jenny. She is a bad influence. Well, Jenny, listen, thank you for keeping the streak alive.
Yes, absolutely. You guys have an amazing day and have a great weekend.
You too. Laura and Mokina.
What's your great news?
Went to the concert last night and met you guys.
Laura!
All right, Laura.
Yes, sitting at the table in the back area, right?
Yep.
Yes.
And what did you think about the show?
Oh, I loved the show, and I got to hug Preston when he came through the crowd.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
I hope somebody got a picture of that.
My husband did, yes.
Oh, my goodness. All right, who's the better hugger, Preston or your husband?
My husband.
Okay, all right, just making sure.
Yeah, Low Cash was great. What was your favorite part about the show?
It's hard to say. It was so good. I love the song. I love this life. So
that was the way they ended like their initial set before the encore with that. That was
right.
Just so much fun.
It was my Christmas present.
That's so cute.
Well, you didn't have
to spend too much for your Christmas present with our Lodo show.
Yep, it was wonderful.
Well, Laura, listen, thank you for calling us and for coming up and meeting us last night. We loved getting a chance to meet you, and we appreciate you supporting US 99 by listening and by attending our Lodo shows.
Well, thank you for having those shows. Have a good day.
You too.
The time is 8:35-ish. You know, who's really keeping track? You know, especially after a night like we had last night. We don't know what time it is. But it doesn't matter. All that matters is it's time for the 5 at 8:35, brought to you by our friends at Packy Webb Ford and the Packy Low Price Pledge. Joining us today are our friends Sarah in Schiller Park and Karen in Griffith. Karen, why don't you say hello to Sarah?
Hi, Sarah. Hello, how are you? I'm good.
Glad to hear it. Somebody's going to be extra good because someone's going to win tickets to our sold-out Lodo show with Ernest tomorrow. Now, with the 5 at 8:35, ladies, we've got 5 country questions. The only rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Are you both ready?
Yep.
All right.
You sound very focused, girls. Very
so focused,
focused.
So focused. Let's play. Question number one. This is actually a multiple choice. Which of these are not a country music awards show? CMA, CSA, ACM, or CMT?
Karen. CSA.
Is it CSA? Karen's on the board, 1-0.
That was pretty good. I was getting a little worried people were going to flip the letters around. Okay, question number two. Previously, you may have been in the same boat with what band that headlined Windy City Smokeout?
3 seconds.
Shoot. It was Zac Brown Band.
Zac Brown Band.
Oh,
shit. We're all in the same boat.
Yep.
All right. Question three. Karen still leads 1-0. Which country music icon is recognized as the first African-American country singer to experience radio success and also became the best-selling performer for RCA Records since Elvis Presley?
What is his name?
Sarah. Darius
Rucker.
Is it Darius Rucker? It is not. Karen, you got a guess?
Oh, gosh. The guy's saying was Hootie and the Blowfish.
Darius Rucker?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, I'm sorry. No, it is. No, it is.
I thought you were going to go Hootie.
It is neither Darius Rucker nor Darius Rucker. No, we're looking for the icon, Mr. Charlie Pride.
Oh. Question number four. It's Karen 1, Sarah 0. Country music artists Kix Brooks and Ronnie Dunn make up what country music duo?
Karen. Brooks and Dunn.
Is it Brooks and Dunn? Karen, you're going to our logo show.
Woo!
We will see you tomorrow night at Joe's on Weed.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. That's awesome.
That's okay. Very awesome.
We'll see you there. Come up and say hello.
Perfect. It sounds wonderful.
And hey. Sarah, listen, this isn't the end of the road. I know this is the last day we are giving away tickets to tomorrow night's show, but you still have one more chance today at 4:30 with Scotty K.
Alrighty.
All right.
Bye then too, okay? It'll be your last chance.
Thanks.
Melissa is a nerd.
I know.
So much to the point where, like, she just talks about science nonstop every single day. And we said, Melissa, if you promise to stop talking about science off the air, we'll give you a segment on the air to which you can talk about whatever you want in terms of science, to which she agreed and thus gave us Melissa's Weird Science.
Melissa's Weird Science.
Ew. Melissa, what are you teaching us from the world of science this week?
Do you both recall when you made fun of me for wearing socks to bed?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm glad you followed it up with socks to bed, because if you just simply said, do you guys recall when you made fun of me?
It's like, I was like, what was that, like 3 minutes ago?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but the socks to bed, I do kind of remember.
Yeah, I definitely remember. Kinda. This was a debate on the show. We took calls and it was pretty split, but most people said that's weird.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Let me tell you why.
Jeez.
Science says beyond just feeling snug, warming your feet plays a vital role in sleep. It helps your body cool down just the right way, signaling that it is time to rest. Hear me out. Heat causes blood vessels to expand, boosting blood flow to the skin's surface, and the process releases heat from the body, lowering body temperature, and it moves blood to the skin.
I wish everyone could see Melissa explaining this right now, because she's got one hand in the air like she's the Statue of Liberty.
Yep.
Literally proclaiming that this is, it's science that it's not weird to wear socks to bed.
Science says on average, those who wear socks during a 7-hour sleep period.
She's still doing it.
Fell asleep 7.5 minutes faster, had 7.5 fewer awakenings, and gained 32 extra minutes of sleep. Suck on that.
So quick follow-up question. We're all running on very little sleep because
very
of low cash.
Sleep, yes.
Mel, we got a text from you at about 2:30 in the morning saying you couldn't fall asleep.
That's weird. And she's the only one that wears socks to
bed.
Yeah,
wait a minute. I thought they were supposed to help you fall asleep.
7.5 minutes sooner. That's what science told me.
Because I fell asleep. I didn't have socks on. Austin, did you have socks on?
I did not have socks on. No, I took them off.
That's because I didn't have socks on until I put them on at 2:30 in the morning.
Melissa's
Science. Ew.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.